A light fantastic, the revolutionary laser beam, has been linked to a new television tube by engineers at RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, to produce what some predict will be a major advance in electronic communications. The laser beam is a man-made light of extremely narrow beam and enormous heat. RCA engineers use it to trace on photographic film a picture sent by the new television camera tube. RCA technicians describe the completed pictures as 10 times sharper than the images on a conventional television screen. RCA scientists designed the system for a new type of satellite called EROS, E-R-O-S, that the U.S. Space Agency plans to put into orbit. EROS, which stands for Earth Orbiting Observation Satellite, will be used to survey Earth resources from space. The aim of the program is to provide accurate photographs of various geological features of the Earth's surface. These include agricultural and forestry reserves, water resources and their movements, and pollution traces. To achieve the accuracy necessary, fine detail must be obtained in the photographs. The RCA camera system using the laser is capable at present of 5,000 television lines resolution. And that's 8 to 10 times higher than is found on any home TV today. The high resolution of the new system is made possible by an electron tube known as a return beam vidicon, developed at RCA by Dr. Otto Schade. The laser at the receiving end of the tube converts its electronic signals to a conventional picture by scanning photographic film with an intense, narrow beam. Laser experts describe the result as one of the most practical applications of the laser to date. In the Aero satellite, the detailed pictures possible with the system conceivably could improve the yield of cotton crops by as much as 10% by indicating where irrigation would be profitable. This alone could add several $100 million a year to the economies of the United States and other nations that grow cotton. Other benefits would include the production of more accurate maps. If the system is accepted by the space agency, one of its first uses will be in a Tyros weather satellite to provide more accurate and detailed weather maps. That's all today. This is Rhett Turner.